Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hi, I'm Dave Clemens. I've got my friend Cheryl Chickie here. She's the executive director for In Our Backyard. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Nice to see you again.
Yeah. Glad to be here.
Always a fun time with you, even though we're talking about such a serious issue. We're talking about human trafficking. And I wanted to start with just a quick update, because I know like the Super Bowl for you guys is, well, your Super Bowl, if you will, right?
Yeah.
How'd it go this year?
Yeah, it's our national operation. So, you know, we come together with active law enforcement, different agencies, civilians, survivors, and we all come together and we sit in an awesome room together and really hold traffickers to justice as best as we can. So we're passing on amazing tips. There was 95 tips this year to law enforcement so we can actually take action and, you know, take traffickers, to justice if we can. And we also look for missing children. So if you visit our website, there's a report there, but 16 of the 36 missing children through our community outreach in Las Vegas this year was accomplished. And, you know, it's because of amazing active law enforcement that come alongside. A few were actually from Central Oregon, and some were from Portland, some were from Texas and other areas. So it's just really cool to see everyone come together and say, hey, when we all work together, what can we get done? So to see 95 leads that really turn into, you know, investigations that can put a trafficker behind bars and create a pathway of freedom for someone who's being victimized. There's usually multiple victims, right? Like some people might think there's just one. But when we can actually get the trafficker out of that way, that barrier that's really oppressing someone, it's usually actually helping multiple people who they might be trying to control or coerce or, you know, assault, really is the bottom line. So Super Bowl was an amazing operation this year. Vegas was a whole different animal. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Like when we have the right people in the room and we partner well with the community, no one wants anyone to be trafficked. So it was really good news all the way around.
Well, great job. Sounds like you did well.
Yeah, I was nervous. Vegas is what happens in Vegas, stays in Vegas. Mm-hmm. But you know what? There's good people in every community. And I think sometimes we just miss that voice of that. You know, we do stand for justice and we do believe that, you know, people shouldn't be, you know, trafficked or oppressed, you know, or even involved in something where, you know, the conditions they're put in for work or labor, or if they're really just coerced into doing this, there are people who want to stand up and make that stop.
Now, right here locally, we just had a story in the news locally about someone being trafficked and actually used the hotline and got help.
I know. What a win. We're still celebrating. I think volunteers who post our freedom stickers that have the hotline, when you post that freedom sticker, you know, at a gas station or inside some public restroom, you know, you always wonder, like, will someone see this? And is it happening in Bend, Oregon, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, with the internet and online recruitment, it's at an all-time high if that's how they recruit people. It really doesn't matter if you're a small town, a big town. You know, it's happening in the United States, and that's what matters. That's why we post that hotline. So a survivor who's dealing with something can reach out for help. Or if the public sees something, they know how to make a report. But what a win. Like, that's such a high five. For everyone in this community, Central Oregon, really across the United States, who know that posting that hotline is, you know, the best way to really help someone find freedom. You know, this female is clearly being beaten, being forced, you know, to sell herself. And within a few days, she reaches out to the hotline and had law enforcement get involved. And, you know, they show up. So just huge kudos to everyone involved in just being there and knowing that a survivor can text the hotline and receive immediate extraction from the situation that they're facing.
Right. 30-second version of that story. We don't know all the details, of course, but she was actually in a hotel room.
Yeah.
Being forced to, I don't know, what's the polite way to say it?
Ben police reported, you know, she was punched in the face multiple times, being sold, you know, for her body, and, you know, texted the hotline and at some point wasn't texting back. Mm-hmm. So it looks like they took the initiative to just come knock on that hotel door and really just step in and take over. So, you know, the trafficker's being, you know, brought to justice and going to face some charges there. And hopefully she's on the road home to Salem, Oregon, is what it sounded like from the article. And, you know, healing's just beginning.
Sure.
It's a long road. There's resources there, and the hotline will, provide other resources besides just the extraction of law enforcement showing up. But when we can send someone home to a safe place, that's the bottom line, is to get them back to safety.
If somebody wanted to post that hotline in their business or somewhere that people can see it, where can they? You guys have the stickers. Can they go to your website and get more information as far as getting those?
Freedom Stickers is a free community program. So you just go to inourbackyard.org and just fill in your name, fill in how many, you know, you'd like to post. And, you know, we always say post the amount that you're going to post in the community. Ask for permission. Really hit up any convenience store, gas station, restroom, because they're public restrooms. Those are the restrooms where survivors might be passing through.
Right, right.
Even when they're being controlled, you know, they're going to stop for snacks, whatever they're going to pick up, and they want to do it quickly. So usually a gas station, convenience store is a great way to reach anyone who's in any type of at-risk situation. So go right to our website. Over 5,000 people have helped us keep this going. And it matters. So the number one thing you can do, it's free. Join us, do it, and get that hotline out there.
What's the website?
www.inourbackyard.org.
Okay, so to do all the great work that you guys do, it takes funding. And I know that on May 4th, you've got the Pink Duck 5K happening. What in the world is that?
Yeah, so I own a Jeep, and I've been ducked like 5 times.
That's where somebody puts a rubber duck on your car.
Yes.
Like, hey, cool Jeep, man.
I thought I was being kidnapped or human trafficked. Like,
right.
I was like
something weird's going
looking
on.
Around my car like, these are rumors I hear about. But really, it's a positive, just cool thing to do. And I said, well, you know, we love to get that hotline out there. So, you know, come. We're partnering with the Bend Women's Expo on May 4th at 7th Mountain. So kicking off that expo, you can join us at 10 a.m., do a 5K fun run walk. We'll actually have little duckies for kids to pick up and maybe some safety tips for your family. So it's family friendly.
Oh, cool.
Or bring a friend and just learn about a survivor story as you go through the trail. But the bottom line is you'll leave with this amazing pink duck, right? That has a card with the human trafficking awareness on it. So we want you to always tell 3 people about what you heard, that this happens here in the United States. So it's a great way to just pass along the hotline. And who doesn't like a pink duck?
Right.
So, you know,
I was going to say, if I get a pink duck, I'm not giving it to somebody else. I'll give them the information.
Yeah.
Might share the card, but I'm keeping the pink duck.
You can keep the pink duck.
Okay. I don't want to lose that. Sounds like a good event.
Yeah. Just go to our website, inourbackyard.org. Please sign up. Bring everyone you know. You know, deck yourselves out in pink. There's awards to be won.
Nice.
Maybe some pink feathers, Dave, if you have any.
I can wear my pink boa.
Yeah, I mean, whatever it works. But, you know, we want to be loud. We want to be positive because, like we said, that article that came out in Bend, it's a win. It's a celebration that something was able to be done right away.
Right.
So when the community can come together, yes, learn how to keep your kids safe online. Yes, know that it happens. But really, like, let's have some fun with this because, really, we're the light in the darkness on this issue. And for us to do this all the time, there's got to be some fun way to raise awareness that, you know, we can save lives through this hotline.
Sure, sure. We've been talking to Cheryl Chickie. She's the executive director for In Our Backyard, and always a tough topic to talk about, human trafficking. You know, it's happening everywhere, and you're always a pleasure to have in to talk about it. You're a ray of sunshine in kind of a dimly lit room sometimes. We appreciate you coming in. Give us the website one more time, Cheryl.
www.inourbackyard.org.
Thanks for coming in, and thanks for what you do.
Thanks.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.